Welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mir. And in the studio, we have Paul Rodriguez from Think Trading. So we're seeing the sterling turning around, Paul. Anything else you want to add?
I suppose the reasons for it, are, as we can see in the press, that people are saying that it's potential for us, Brexit not to go ahead. It's a clear case of most countries need a weaker currency. We got it in spades. And therefore, the move for interest rates now is much more likely to be to the upside. So I don't think it's got anything to do with whether we're going to... I know people would totally disagree, but that this isn't how markets work.
Yeah.
You know, we were looking for interest rates to be cut, and then I think after they were cut, I start to say, actually, now is the time to maybe look for things to turn again, because everyone was looking for another cut, and I was like, well, I don't think so. Sterling weakening so aggressively will obviously create some cost pull inflation. It's not demand pull inflation, it's cost push inflation, which is very different.
Yeah.
Demand is weak, and therefore it's going to impact overseas companies much more than the UK. So people change their habits. So weaker sterling was a good thing for the economy, as we're seeing now. So that means interest rates will go up. It means sterling's a buy, and it continues to be a buy.
So encouraging news. That's good.
I think
one thing in the finance market.
I think it is. I think what will happen in the next few months as the Brexit process goes ahead, you will see sterling continue to rally. And so I don't think it... Well, it'll be interesting to see how the market reacts if we get a situation where Brexit... The doubt about Brexit is lifted and sterling continues to rally. That will be the conundrum for the market to explain. But I think it's all down to interest rates, and that's why. And also, we're seeing this inverse relationship with stocks. You know, equities were doing very well on the weakness of sterling, and now that's turning down. And that's giving us a broader signal for the rest of the markets also. So I was bullish a bit too early on sterling, and I got sort of... There was a couple of weeks of pain to take, but now I think we're through the worst, and we should see quite a substantial...
So even if there's a Brexit civil war type thing, not a physical one, but just a parliament going mad, Brexiteers complaining, a general election, it'll still go up.
Absolutely. I still think it will. I think because there's been so much focus on the UK that we've forgotten about little countries like, and I mean this not disparagingly, but countries like Greece and Germany and all the problems that they've got, and Italy, this has all come off the headlines, and not to mention the devil in the deep blue sea scenario we've got in the US with the election coming up.
Absolutely.
So I think focus is just going to completely shift away from the UK, and we're going to look like a very good proposition despite the potential problems ahead.
Absolutely. Well, let's shift our focus now to the slides, and what do we have here on the first one?
Well, this is the NASDAQ composite, and what we've seen in the very short term is what we call a double top. You see how the market broke out into a new high? That should have extended further into an upward trend. I didn't buy into that. I was expecting a turn down in the S&P and also broadly in this market by proxy. I think Zach and I talked about the S&P breaking down the last time I was on the show, but we've actually got that confirmation now. I don't normally look at the NASDAQ, or we don't normally show it on the show. I normally put the S&P, but I thought this was a really nice indication of how the market has failed. It's had a very stunted move through the high. That's my reading of the chart. Very short term, we've got a double top. You can see how it's just made two peaks and then come down. Very sharp move to the downside. And I think the way to play this is going to be the market's going to go down very aggressively into the election. You may even see a bounce afterwards. But I think the short term, this is implying quite a substantial correction.
Okay.
I've been fairly bearish on stocks like Apple and like the heavyweights, for technical and fundamental reasons, but more... My focus is more technical anyway, but that's now starting to have some impact, and I think you've got to look at the heavyweights when you're looking at the indices. But
good. So next slide.
So this is the euro sterling slide. So what we've got here right at the bottom is a double bottom formation. So that means the market's made two attempts to break lower and is now turning back up. Now, I'm exceedingly bullish on this. I think there's, between sterling and the euro, I certainly wouldn't want to have the euro. I definitely would want to have sterling because, as I've said many times before, in 1,000 years' time, you're going to have sterling, you're not going to have the euro. I don't think the euro is going to exist. But anyway, so a move back up to the resistance just below 115 is a short-term target. We may see a bit of consolidation here because, of course, there is still a bit of nervousness generally into buying. But I think you're going to see a short squeeze because the market is definitely, well, in my opinion, it's short. And we're going to see a much sharper squeeze than we've seen so far. So a double bottom plus the kind of contrary opinion call means 114 is a short-term target, but I want to see it back up to 120 into next year.
Okay, and let's quickly move on to the last slide because we're running out of time.
Euro-dollar, well, the election, people might expect the dollar to get hit. I think it's a safe haven play to buy the US dollar, so despite some short-term shenanigans, as we might call it, I think a big breakdown is coming here, and you know, just to get ready for it, really.
Yep. So, and before we finish today, what's your trade of the day? Anything that's caught your eye?
Well, I think selling the Nasdaq is pretty much a good trade. I've seen some of the individual stocks are looking quite bearish, and I think that's got much more to go. So I'd say that'd be the trade.
Super, Paul. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, so when we come back, we'll be talking to Ed Fulton on politics in the US. So don't go anywhere.